Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits. Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. That's right in downtown Carrboro. But today, we're going to branch out a little bit beyond just that one spot and talk about all of downtown Carrboro. We've got Carrboro's Economic Development Director, Annette Stone, here with us in the studio to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
I'm good, Aaron. Good afternoon.
Good to be with you today. So a lot is going on in downtown Carrboro. Let's start by talking about construction. We've got the South Green project going in, and that means a roundabout's going in on South Greensboro Street. So what's going on there?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. So this is a continuation of the South Green improvements, the new shopping center that'll be at the bottom of the hill there next to Highway 54. Last year we had some drainage improvements that were there, and this year there's a roundabout being built. And it was unavoidable to have to close the road, so they are having to close the road at that point. And that closure began on Monday. And so we're still going through some wiggle pains of folks getting used to that.
Mm-hmm. So detour signs are in the process of being posted, right?
Detour signs are out. We're still tweaking them.
Okay.
There's a lot of folks not really being sure exactly where the road is closed and heading down the road and then having to turn around and come back. So we don't want folks to have to do that. We want them to know that mm-hmm. it is closed right at the point of Pittsburgh Road near 54. The good news and the important piece that we really focused on this year is that businesses are open. It is open for that first 100 block of South Greensboro that, you know, Neil's Deli and Open Eye Cafe and Glass Half Full and
Steel String
and all
that.
Are all in there. And the parking is available also. Mm-hmm. So that is a big piece of the story that we want to tell, is to make sure folks know that that part of South Greensboro is not closed.
Mm-hmm.
If you live anywhere beyond the second entrance of Pittsburgh, then you need to go around on Jones Ferry. That Jones Ferry Road is the official detour for this closure.
And if you're trying to get into downtown Carrboro, it's just that one spot on South Greensboro Street that's just on the Carrboro side of 54, right?
Correct.
Merritt Mill and go the other way around to...
Right. The official detour is Jones Ferry Road,
right.
And it's a really quick detour. It's only a few more minutes.
Yep.
So I know it seems inconvenient, but it's just a few more minutes, and it's really important for folks to still make that effort and get downtown and shop local. The Merritt Mill is also available, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily the official NCDOT detour.
Right. I'm just trying to like work out in my head of like how you would get around. And there actually are several different ways to get around, which is good. Yeah.
Right. I mean, SDs come in from north.
Right. Right.
You know, through Main Street. If you'll check out our Facebook and our website, there's a lot of places where we have posted in a very easy graphic of all the ways there are to get into downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And our campaign this summer is, it's so easy to get downtown.
Yeah, and a lot of great reasons to go downtown, too. So let's talk about the block party that's happening this Sunday, right?
That's right.
Father's Day.
That's
yeah.
right. This Sunday, the 100 blocks of... which is that? That is Main Street, East Main Street, and South Greensboro,
mm-hmm.
Tyler's, and think of that block and around.
Yep.
There'll be a band behind Tyler's. This is from 3 to 7
mm-hmm.
Sunday afternoon. There will be they'll have food out there. Skajaja is going to be there, as you just mentioned, and
nice.
They'll have a dunking booth,
nice.
And so it'll be a nice family atmosphere. Bring Dad out. Come downtown, support your local businesses, you know, get your bearings on how easy it is really to get down there.
Yep. Barbecue and beer and John Pardue band, right, with the live music from 3 to 7 right behind Tyler. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a great day to go out and enjoy the outdoors in downtown Carrboro. Father's Day, so people want to get out and about. That's a great place to go to do it.
Right, Dad
awesome.
And barbecue.
So the roundabout on Greensboro Street, the roundabout is there for the South Green project. So why that? that in particular, as opposed to like lane widening put in the light or things like that?
Well, there was a lot of very technical traffic engineering questions that went into that. A light wasn't necessarily practical, and a lot of this was discussed during the planning process. The roundabout will, the good news about that is that will be a traffic calming sort of device. It will slow traffic down on South Greensboro. So for folks who are living there right now, it's a bit of a mess, but in the long run, it'll make for a nicer street, a calmer street, and in future plans, the town does have plans to put sidewalks up South Greensboro, so that's going to definitely connect, you know, that new little shopping node, to use my planner's hat, with the, with the downtown. So it's going to be a nice improvement if we can just all survive.
Yep. And mid-August for completion, right? So right. 2 months and we're done.
Exactly. Yep. We're shooting for the middle of August is their goal before school starts again. I mean, now that the summer and the school kids are out of school, in theory, is the best time to do this. Mm-hmm. So even, you know, more so of a reason because it's slower downtown to come downtown and support your local businesses.
Awesome. So we got Annette Stone here in the studio. We're talking about planning, and our Kids Q question for the day has to deal with that. So are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's question. If you could design your own board game, what would it be like?
Oh, gosh, my own board game. Well, certainly something around Monopoly comes to mind, given, you know, the how interesting the purchase of land and development of things can impact you as an individual. So some sort of Landopoly or something like
that. I like that. I like that. Okay, so I'm gonna jump off from that. The new hotness with board games is apparently cooperative games. So rather than, like, you get six people around a board and you're all competing against each other and one person is the winner, now the new trend, and there's a lot of really cool board games that have come out recently, is you get six people around the table and you're all working together towards a common goal. So Landopoly, but like everyone working together to like achieve a common purpose.
A better community.
Yes, there you go.
Better community. Yeah. I can see it. That's a great game. I mean, I think we call that a charrette in the planning
world.
So we all get around and try to come up with the best plan. So and have a lot of
community.
We
can call it
input.
Charrette, right?
Yes, exactly.
This game
That's
would
a
not
name.
Sell well.
I'm sure not. I'm absolutely sure.
We'll make
not.
It work. We'll make it work. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X, and use the hashtag KidsQ. We've got Annette Stone here in the studio, Economic Development Director for the town of Carrboro. Before we let you go, let's talk about the town hall tonight for the 203 South Greensboro project, which is completely separate from everything else that we've talked about, but really cool new library, art center offices, town offices, WCOM radio, all going at 203 South Greensboro Street. Town hall meeting tonight from 7 o'clock to 9.
Correct.
What is it that the town is looking for this evening?
Well, we want public input. I mean, this is such an important building that will be built in downtown Carrboro since probably in the past 50 years. And so we really want to know what the community thinks and how we can achieve, you know, all these common interests, our charrette-nopoly or whatever. You know, there's the game. There's the game we're going to do tonight. So the architects will be there, and a lot of the town staff will be there, and we're really interested in hearing what folks have to say. So and this is the first of three public input sessions this summer. I'm sorry, I don't have the dates right in front of me, but listen, there is, you can go to the town website, go to Planning and Inspections Department, and there's a, right there is 203 South Green, so a lot of the information is right there, easy, just a couple clicks, and it's right there, and soon we'll have a we'll have a website that you can go directly to, but the information's there, and we'd love for people to participate.
And the next public input sessions, I think there's, what, one in July and one in August?
Correct.
So it's throughout the summer, but the first one is tonight at 7 o'clock. And just get information, offer your feedback on design, what you want to go in there, parking questions, everything else.
It'll be structured in a way that there'll be sort of some introductions and some, you know, like questions thrown out. They'll break into small groups where there'll be conversations in a small group and then come back together in a large group to see what the various small groups had to say about really specific questions. So it's kind of structured that way, and they're looking for the feedback.
Awesome. Sounds good. That's tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Watch for the detours around South Greensboro, where the South Green Project is going in for the next couple of months. And come back out to Carrboro on Father's Day, June 17th, this Sunday, 3 to 7 p.m. for the block party behind Tyler's, live music, beer, barbecue, and a whole lot more. Great Father's Day event this Sunday afternoon. Annette Stone, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.